Ralph is stunned. This is not in the ballpark he had imagined. Jesus, is all he can manage to say as the depth of his trouble begins to sink in. The chief nods his head. Ah, yes, the magic of compound interest. Ralph mumbles, that's got to be a bitch of a rate. The chief is annoyed again. 55%. You were fully aware of that when you first opened your account here. So don't give me any of this phony victim shit. For once, Ralph says something honest. I thought I was going to win. His candor is not rewarded. That just proves what I already told you. You, Ralph Collins, are a putz. Ralph the putz is reduced to grasping at straws. I admit, I've been on a losing streak. The last few years have been rough for me. But that just shows that I'm due. My luck is bound to change. The odds are with me now. The laws of chance are in my favor. The chief leans back in his chair. You know that's not true. I do? You know that when you deal with the bookie, you have to factor in the vigorish. When you do that, the odds are never with the better. Yeah, yeah, Ralph says, waving his hand dismissively. I mean, besides that. Ah, well, besides that. The chief leans forward, adjusting his glasses and gazing at the printout. So, here's what the journal for your account is telling us. The cumulative loss of 42,000 and change is a balance of roughly $39,000 in winnings and $81,000 in losses. Those winnings are net of $4,300 in vigorish. So, you're waving away $4,300 as if it were insignificant. Is that how you look at it, petty cash? Ralph backs off. No, I don't mean that. It's just that in the overall scheme of things, the chief fixes his stare. So, you appreciate my point. Ralph is befuddled once again. The chief is becoming exasperated. My point being, your situation is so dire that $4,300 appears insignificant by comparison. Putz? At this point, Ralph wants nothing more than to end the agony and escape from this room. What do you want from me? He pleads.